And so cancel culture tries to quarantine the rigging of society into different identity politics narratives. But the one narrative they don't want to face is the narrative of the fallenness of all human beings, that mankind has a fallen nature that's universal, that draws us towards consuming for the sake of consumption rather than cultivating, that draws us towards sacrificing another rather than self-sacrificing fear of another. Everything you see in television is designed to manufacture safe mediocrity. You are born into a situation where you have a finite time on this earth, and you must use it to pursue risky excellence with the talents that you have. Not waste it, not squander those precious years you have. Don't let the television talk you out of partaking in the wonderful adventure of life that's been given to you. I know there are many people in your life that may tell you, don't pursue your dream, don't pursue your talent, don't say that thing that's too bold, that's too different. And it's okay to listen to wisdom, it's okay to listen to prudence, but at the end of the day, you have to pursue the talents that you've been given in a way that serves humanity, that shows that people can do things that are beautiful and good without stealing, without lying, without accusing, without kicking somebody else, that they can be, in their own right, models worth imitating. You have that opportunity to demonstrate that in your life. So we must pursue it, and pursue it to the fullest. The fullness that we have in our own hearts.